SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
We interrupt this ad break to bring you a public kindness announcement. Give them a seat. Will the real kind Katies, Amys and Jamies please stand up? Don't get us wrong, we're all for giving the sticks a rest, but she's packing a whole human being in there, which according to her pregnancy app, has grown from the size of a mango to a watermelon overnight. So go on, get your peach up off the bus seat for our Prego peeps. Log your act of kindness at kindnessfactory.com and use the hashtag OneSmallAct.
Authorised by the Kindness Factory, Canberra.
SBS Radio.
NAIDOC Week deze week, dus tijdens deze week overal in Australië, elk jaar in juli, wordt er bij de Aboriginal geschiedenis en cultuur stilgestaan. Maar er lopen nog steeds veel mensen rond die, wat betreft die geschiedenis, niet helemaal de juiste informatie hebben. Misverstanden en onwaarheden. Bruce Pascoe is een Australische Aboriginal schrijver van de Boonwurrung-stam die zichzelf beschrijft als een gewone Australier. Hij wordt gezien als een van de meest invloedrijke Aboriginal historici en hij roept al een paar jaar dat generaties Australiërs op het verkeerde been gezet zijn omdat de Aborigines volgens hem helemaal geen nomadische jagers waren en juist wel gewassen verbouwden. Hij beschrijft dit idee in zijn boek Dark Emu.
I think the most common is that people presume that Aboriginal people were mere hunters and gatherers and that, you know, did nothing with the land, you know, didn't grow crops, etc., etc. And that stems from, I believe, Australia's nervousness about facing the fact that the country was invaded and the land was stolen. And so, in retrospect, the country tries to say, well, Aboriginal people weren't using it, so they didn't deserve it.
Pascoe vindt dat er meer aandacht moet komen voor de ervaring die de Aboriginal volkeren hebben met het verbouwen van dit land en de grond, omdat ze hier tenslotte al 120.000 jaar lang wonen. Hij noemt het voorbeeld van de massale sterfte van vissen in de Australische rivieren afgelopen zomer en meent dat Australiërs op zoek moeten gaan naar meer duurzame gewassen die minder water nodig hebben.
What Aboriginal people did was they concentrated on perennial plants, the plants that have really deep root systems, which enable them to access water way down in the soil, and therefore become more energy efficient. They sequester carbon as a result of massive root systems, and that enables them to survive drought.
Historische gebeurtenissen zijn niet de enige dingen waar er misverstanden over bestaan en zelfs vooroordelen. De structuur van de Aboriginal gemeenschappen is daar ook onderhevig aan. Bijvoorbeeld het beeld dat Aboriginal mensen veel meer hulp en geld krijgen dan mensen die geen Aboriginal achtergrond hebben.
The misconceptions are that Aboriginal people get a free ride in society and all of those things. But Aboriginal people get nothing from the government except what people on their level of income would hope to receive in terms of child support and things like that. Just normal funding for the underprivileged in society is what Aboriginal people get. And that's offensive. You know, because I own land, it's presumed that I got it easy from the government. That's really hurtful.
Pascoe zegt om dit allemaal recht te kunnen trekken, er eerlijke en open gesprekken gevoerd moeten worden.
To try and pretend that Aboriginal people were hopeless and therefore didn't use the land, didn't deserve the land, weren't human enough to have the land, and did nothing with it. And this is clearly wrong and clearly a prejudicial stance simply to vindicate the invasion of the land. Once we get over that, which is so clearly wrong that an 8-year-old child could put you right, then we can have a reasonable discussion.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.
We interrupt this ad break to bring you a public kindness announcement. Put it back in the bay. You've seen it 1,000 times. calf muscles quivering like a polar bear fresh out of the waxing salon as they heave 38 stacked trolleys up a broken escalator. It ain't easy being a trolley boy. And you're thinking of leaving your trolley next to your car? Go on, walk the extra 12 metres to the bay. Log your act of kindness at kindnessfactory.com and use the hashtag #OneSmallAct.
Authorised by the Kindness Factory, Canberra.